Welcome to Pert 13 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about King James II, a young, weir-like king, best kent for setting about the michty Douglas family. Hoose of the Stuart, Hodden Gone. James II of the Fiery Face, 1437 to 1460. James and his twin, Alessander, was born 16th October 1430 at Holyrood, Embra, and was the sons of James I and Jean of Summerside. Alessander died no lang after, leaving James the A son and heir. Through the murder of his father in February 1437, 6-year-old James became king. There were now a sprachel for poor between Queen Jean and Walter Earl of Athol, the chiel that had steered for the king's death. But Jean had uphod for Archibald Earl of Douglas. The killers of her man was hunted down. In old Fairnier Streeps that Athol, the man that jaloosed he could wear the croon, deed with a red hot croon of iron on his head. Queen Jean, though scoon was our chancy, steed it as it was by Perth, the place of the king's slaughter. So she brak wi lang tradition and broked her son to Holyrood and hid him croont 25th of March 1437. Because the king was a bairn, the noble council gathered in May and appointed Archibald Earl of Douglas as lieutenant of the Kinrick. The queen and Outland knew tint ony poor, but was gien a pension in the keeping of the king's person. Douglas ruled until he died wi a fever in June 1439. But his death led to a time of drumly politics. The same month, Queen Jean was married on her second man, James Stuart, the Black Knight of Lorne, and started bigging up her ain poor yince mare. But in the August, the keeper of Stirling Castle, Sir Alessander Livingstone of Callander, that had the keeping of the laddie king, all of a sudden lifted Queen Jean and her man. The Chancellor, Sir William Crichton, yoke at the Mochless Council and oxter alang with the canny Livingstone and his friend Muckle James Douglas Earl of Avondale to hae the ourance of Scotland. In September 1439, at a general council in Stirling, their lords made the Queen gie the King Ower to them. Muckle James's grand nevy was Willem Earl of Douglas, son of the deed lieutenant. By 1440, the young Douglas was starting to tack a horn in politics and would have been headmaist counsellor to the king, grunder on his position. But Muckle James kidney thole this. In November 1440, Earl Willem and his brother Dobbit was invited to a feast at Embra, along with King James, aged 10. When all of a sudden, the brothers was lifted for treason, harrowed for the begrutten king, and baith heed it. Willem was about 17 and Dovet 15. Even in they days, the killing of bits of boys was thocht ugsome, and for this reason the feast has been kent since sign as the Black Denner. Muckle James now claimed the earldom and lands of his murdered nevy. Crichton, Douglas and Livingstone held the croon of the cosy atween them until, in the summer of 1442, Douglas and Livingstone fell out with Crichton. On his part, Crichton sought friendship with James Kennedy, Bishop of St Andrews, and through him with Queen Jean. When Muckle James died in March 1443, his son Willem became Earl of Douglas and ettled at the downfall of the Crichton family, setting the heather ablaze the following year. In the hearst of 1444, the Pawky Douglas and Livingstone yeased the council and king to daunton on the unfriends through declaring that King James, new age 14, was old enough to rule, jaloosing that they would hae the earton of politics their lane. The Crichton family was miscalled traitors, and the laddie king was broached to the siege and fall of Meffin Castle. Among the pert-tackers of the Crichtons was Bishop Kennedy of St Andrews, a chiel that's lands and fife was new brunt and spilt, and the king's mither, Queen Jean, siege it new in her castle of Dunbar. Chancellor Crichton held out, siege it in Embra Castle, but Queen Jean died on 15th July 1445 and her castle Rander. Her man, Sir James Stuart, was sent out to Kintra, but Chancellor Crichton made a deal to gie up Embra. By July 1445, the civil war was over. The Levenstoun kindred fun its way into the Puckle offices and positions. Sir Alessander was justiciar, James was chamberlain, while Robert was comptroller, having the say over the king's siller. In 1449, they and Douglas made a treaty with the Duke of Burgundy that broke Tredrechs to the Scots in Flanders, and marriage for King James to the Duke's grand-niece, Mary of Gilder. Aged about 16, she was the daughter of Arnold, Duke of Gilder, and Catherine of Cleve. The tocher of 60,000 croons was a welcome handsel. James was married on Mary at Holyrood on the 3rd July 1449. The 18-year-old king was kent as Fiery Face, and would have made a ken speckled figure on account to the red birthmark that covered the core side of his face. This is apparent in a painting of James made by a German knicht that met the king in Scotland the following year. It was new that the kingly callant, reared among gallous, often vicious lords, sought to show his mocht and ston his lane. In September 1449, he had the Levenstoons lift it and sign declared forfeit. He wasn't after blood, say muckle as the siller, for his queen's income, greed under the treaty with Burgundy. But the afcome was the downfall of the Levenstoons. The policy of Douglas and Levenstoun had been to big up Scotland's alliances with Fremic kintras, partly with an eye on Tred, and partly again the own gone threat for England. And King James held gone this gate. As a way of making the alliances, the king's sisters was married off. The oldest, Margaret, had already been married on Louis of France, but died ill-used in 1445. Isabella had been married on Francis, Duke of Bertigny, in October 1442, but when he died in 1450, James wanted her to come home so he could make a new marriage and sell her for his cell. He had never paid Isabella's tocher, so fashed at her brother she refused to leave Bertigny. Twa other sisters, Eleanor and Jean, was invited in 1445 to the French court, where they bade the next 2 or 3 years. The French king, Charles the VII, now had a direct hand in troking the marriage of Eleanor with his ally, Sigismund, Archduke of Austria, in September 1448. It seems unsauncy Jean couldn't get a man, so he was brought home. Years after, in 1459, her brother married her on the Earl of Morton. Sister Mary was married in 1444 on Wolfart, Count de Grand Prix and Lord of Vere in Zealand. Zealand was gey important as a province that muckle Scots trade gey'd ben. The youngest sister, Annabella, was married on Louis, Duke of Savoy in 1447, but syne was broached hame again her will and her marriage declared unlawfy, her brother James getting 25,000 croons rue bargain in 1456. He would use her again in 1459 when he married her aft till another ally, George Gordon, Maester of Huntly. At hame, the michty Douglas kindred, with sae mony lands, offices and alliances in their ocht, had King James thochty. Earl Whelam's old enemy, Chancellor Crichton, and Bishop Trummle, stared at cheapen at the king's lug. Both James and Douglas had claims on the earldom of Wigtoun, while Douglas had appearingly made a bond of alliance with the Earl of Crawford and John Lord of the Isles. In February 1452, the Earl attended a dinner with the King at Stirling Castle, where the King asked him to gie up the bond. When the Earl widnae, James gaed gite, pulled a knife and stick at him. Sir Patrick Grey now took a pole axe and dung out the Earl's harns while the lave of the King's men jined in the sticking, laying the deed arrow with 26 stangs. Sign the bloody book was cast out a windy. It was a scunnersome act, but Parliament exonered the King, And now he gaed to weir with the murder earl's hail family, the sae cried Black Douglases. At first the twa sides banged awa brawly in the simmer of 1452, but the king had nae mocht aneuch and cried burly. He and the new earl, James, made a peace, but neither side was affled. Douglas's ally, Crawford, had already been defeated at Brechin in May 1452, and in March 1455 the king, with his new French guns, strack again, sieging and condoing castles and other houses of strength. But it was a puckle border lairds, Johnston, Maxwell and Scott, that met in with the Earl of Douglas's brothers at Arkenholm by Langham on 1st of May, that blew at the Douglases as they were humphing spiles. The king broke siege guns down to the hindmost Douglas strength, Treif and Cacubri, in the July, but it was soon rander. To the north, James had meters out stoning with King Christian I of Denmark, Norowa. The Scots had defaulted on payments to Norowa for the Waster Isles, all under the Treaty of Perth of 1266. But a stushy was steered up in the Hearst of 1456, when Bjorn Forleifsson, governor of Iceland, was blew until Orkney on his way to Denmark with his king's rents. His ship was clocked, the rents ta'en, and Forleifsson jailed at the fleeching of the Scots. Ony Ettles at Tox was put aff until 1459, when the twa sides forgathered in France with King Charles as oursman. King James wanted a marriage with Denmark, the end to claims for the payment, and Shetland for a tocher. Christian couldn't dae muckle about the payments owe him. On the other hand, a marriage treaty would have been a face-saving way out. See, things stood at the death of James, but the policy of the Scots towards the Northern Isles was weel seen. Knew that James had murdered and blutered the Black Douglases, the weir-like king turned on the hindmost lands usurped by England, Berwick and Roxburgh. The Ingalls had licht it on Scotland back in October 1448, but had been defeated at the Sark in Annandale. In the summer of 1455, and again in February 1457, James sieged Berwick, but with nae gain. In the second year, he led a muckle raid through northern England, spiling and condoing tours, while another body of soldiers raided the Isle of Man. In the summer of 1460, James led another army again Roxburgh and siege it hit. The king had a liking for the new bombards or guns. Pertamaria Gilder's tocher had been paid in arms and weapons. Deed, James had broke the muckle bombard Mons Meg hour for Flanders in 1457. At Roxburgh on the 3rd of August 1460, while the king was stoning by yin of his cannons, the weapon misgaed with a flist that killed him. James of the fiery face and fiery nature, deed as he had rung. He was 29 year old. The Scots held for it, took the castle, and hid it cod doon yinsen for aw, while the deed king was ta'en and buried at his coffgrun, a Halyrood.